It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
The Lawrence County Memorial Hospital has been serving the medical needs of Lawrence County and the surrounding area for over 60 years, and now the hospital is under the auspices of Chief Executive Officer Don Robbins. He joins us on the program this morning, and Don, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, you've been on the job for about a year now. How have things gone in your first roughly year at the head of Lawrence County Memorial?
I think they've gone well. I being here 11 months, the first several months, of course, were a learning curve, just trying to figure out who everybody is and how everybody works together, and just it was basically a process trying to understand, you know, how everything fits together. And now that I'm 11 months in, I am much more comfortable in the role, and very excited and ready to see what 2019 has in store for us.
People ask me all the time about Lawrence County Memorial. It's technically not a county-run hospital. It used to be run by Lawrence County, but now it's under a management company?
Lawrence County Memorial has been under the management company for several years, technically. It did change from a county-owned and ran hospital several years ago to an independent hospital, whereas we have a board that governs the hospital, and then the administration reports up to the board. And that process has gone very well for the last several years. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is one of the few independent hospitals still in the area that might not be associated with a larger entity or county-owned either. So that is pretty much where we're at this point in time.
Healthcare has certainly changed over the last several years now, especially small rural hospitals. They are kind of a dying breed, aren't they?
I wouldn't say that they're a dying breed. They're just having to learn to adapt to the healthcare environment now. With a lot of the cost-based reimbursement and value, what they call value-based reimbursement and purchasing, smaller hospitals have had to learn how to function and adapt and technically figure out what their role is in healthcare and the communities that they serve. A lot of the hospitals in years past have tried to overextend themselves in that they've tried to do too many different specialties and be too much of everything to everyone. We need to focus on those specific areas that we can do really, really well and focus on that. And that's something that the hospital's in the process of doing right now.
I've been covering the hospital for a number of years, and it's amazing that the changes that have been made with regard to the way things are done now over the years. I mean, you have a new surgery center that's recent. You've got added staff and various other things that you've added over the years.
That is true. And, you know, as far as the surgery center goes, I'll just say, you know, I've, of course, walked through the old surgical suites that we used to have up on the second floor, and for a long period of time since the hospital's inception, that space was very much used, very needed in the community. But unfortunately, due to deterioration in things, that space did run out of time, per se. It just needed a change. And my predecessor, Doug Florkowski, did a great job with the hospital board and the hospital staff themselves to look at putting a new surgical center in about 4 to 5 years ago. And it has really enhanced the hospital, not only the fact that it is a new clean space, excellent space to provide surgical care, but it's also a tool that we can actually use for recruitment of physicians to the area, not only general surgeons, but also recruiting other specialists and even primary care physicians. It helps them to understand that the hospital is willing to spend money where it's necessary to improve the health care of the community, and that speaks a lot.
Now, how many board members do you have now? You mentioned the governing board. There are like six, seven?
No, we actually have eight board members. And the hospital actually recently just fulfilled a position that had been vacated earlier this year. And so we're very excited that we have a new board member that was nominated, discussed, and voted on at this past board meeting this past November 6th.
So now you're up to full strength with regard to your leadership then?
We are. We are, yes.
And that board meets on a monthly basis, and they do what? With regard to the...
The board meetings technically do occur on a regular monthly basis. It's usually the second Tuesday of each month. It's the first Tuesday of each month. At those meetings, we have a number of reports just to keep the board in the loop of what's going on in the hospital on a day-in and day-out basis. We have reports from our quality measures. We have reports from our financial team. Our CFO provides a financial report. Myself as administration, we report to the board on operations of the facility, things that have been going on during the previous month, whether it be contract negotiations, physician recruiting, facility and staff activities, things like that that are reported up to the board as well. And then we seek the board's approval on certain things, whether it's a contract negotiation, a recruitment piece, or the financial statements and data that is reviewed with the board. We have to have the board's governance or guidance on that, and the board technically has the ultimate say in what happens at that hospital.
And that board is consisted of local people here in Lawrence County.
That is correct. And the board, back in the day when the board was actually a county board, it was required that you had a representative from certain districts within the county, if you will, and they had that all laid out in a map format. Now that it's not a board that is run by the county per se, we try to keep that same mentality because we want to have everybody's voice represented on that board. So the board really tries really hard to, when they're looking to fulfill roles that have been vacated, to look at people in different areas throughout the county so they don't have everybody from right in the middle of Lawrenceville per se. We might have representation from the east side of the county, north side, west, and south.
So what has been your emphasis since getting here? What's been the main thing that you've been looking at with regard to the hospital?
I think the main thing is continued cohesiveness of the staff. The hospital's been through some change in management over the last year, and helping the staff to understand that, we're going to keep on a path going forward. It's hard for some folks to, have a new manager or a new leader come in and not know what's expected of them from that individual. So I think I wanted to express my goal of continuing on in the path that we're going, but also alleviate any fears or frustrations or concerns. And we're working really hard to do that and partnering with our teammates there at the hospital. But the other piece that is probably the most critical aspect of the hospital is recruitment of primary care or internal medicine physicians. That is our primary goal right now going forward. Our physicians we have right now and providers are excellent at what they do. But unfortunately, as time goes, people age and eventually end up moving on. And we have to backfill those individuals. So we're working really hard to recruit physicians right now. And it's not an easy task. It's difficult to recruit physicians to a rural community for a host of reasons. And that's the main thing that we're focused on right now is trying to get those physicians in here.
And you've also implemented some new programs at the hospital, too. Telemedicine, I know that's something that you really recently got into.
Yes. Telemedicine, I think, is critically important to rural hospitals. That's something that's been on the minds of people in healthcare for many years, is how do we get healthcare out to the masses that are out in those more rural areas. And for example, as you mentioned, we have telepsychology now, telepsych we call it. It's very difficult to get a psychiatrist to the rural area. In urban areas around Chicago and St. Louis and places like that, it's not as hard. There is a larger plethora of physicians and specialists in those types of areas, but to get them to the rural areas of the country is very, very difficult, and telemedicine is one vehicle by which we can get those folks in here. We have a telepsych room set up in the rural health clinic where patients are actually evaluated by psychiatrists via the computer and a television screen, and they're actually the patients are actually able to speak to their practitioner via that screen and computer, and things can be diagnosed, medications can be changed, just a whole host of things can be done through that medium of healthcare. And it's been a long time coming, and we're very excited to have that. We're also in the process of instituting telederm. Dermatology is actually getting to be another area that we're focusing on for our telemedicine program. And that room will actually be out of our specialty clinic on the second floor of the hospital. It requires a little bit more detailed equipment due to things like skin cancers and things that might have to have biopsies and such. That is up on that floor because of our general surgeon being close and could do different forms of procedures to get those samples as needed.
Now, the medical clinic on the campus of the hospital, is that run by the hospital itself?
It is, yes. It's the Rural Health Clinic for Lawrenceville Community or Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, yes.
And that consists of what?
That space, we have two of our employed physicians work out of that space, Dr. Stephen Ramsaran and Dr. Valerie Burns, who are both employees of the hospital. Dr. Rachel Winters is also working out of that space, and she leases space from the hospital to have an office there. And then we have four of our mid-level providers, our family nurse practitioners, in that space as well. And they all function out of that facility. The other piece that facility provides to the community as well is we now have an acute care clinic that is run in the evenings from 5 until 8. And that has gone very well. We've been very excited about that program. It gives patients an option. A lot of people cannot just take the day off from work to go see their doctor. This gives them an option to come and see a provider in the evenings in an emergent type of situation and avoid them having to go to the emergency room as well.
Yeah, you know, people these days are so busy. Sometimes they put off going to the doctor simply they don't have time. But things like this enable you to do that.
That's exactly right. And that's the benefit to the community is that flexibility and that time. As things go and as we move forward, we're actually looking at maybe expanding that program somehow to encompass some more hours perhaps in the future. And so we're just going to have to see where that goes for us.
What are some other areas that are being looked at the hospital now?
There are a number of things that we're interested in. We do want to bring some other specialists to the area, you know, through our data mining and data metrics that we look at. We try to see some of those areas in which patients are going outside of our county for care. And we have to ask ourselves, are those things that we can do right here at the hospital? And the answer is yes to some of these areas. Some things like cardiology, oncology, different things like that. There might be something that we can do right here in the community that can benefit the community. So we're seriously looking at how can we bring some of those specialists here and how we would implement that in the community to provide this extended care, some various other specialty services. One area that helps us look at that is that the hospital just recently completed our 2019 strategic plan, which is basically a process by which we look at a lot of different metrics. Again, things like patients leaving the area to seek care elsewhere and why are they going there. We have that data, and what we can do is evaluate these areas and put together a plan of action to implement over the next 1 to 3 years. And we're actually in that process right now. We'll be sharing that with the hospital team here in December to let the entire team know, you know, what our plans are going forward in 2019 and beyond.
Now, for anyone who wants to get information with regard to what you offer and the services you have a website?
We do have a website. The website's recently been updated and changed from what you might have seen maybe a year ago. It's a little bit more of a dynamic site. So, but yes, we do have all of our contact information on there, hours of operation, etc. So you can see that on there. We also have news stories and things that have come out over the year. If anybody has anything they want to go back and look at, they can access that on our archives within the website as well.
So what do you think about the future of Lawrence County Memorial?
I'm actually extremely excited about the future. I think there are a lot of opportunities that we've yet to tap into to provide even a higher quality of care to our patients right here in Lawrence County. And our goal is to figure out what is the best means by which we can bring those areas to the hospital and the community so that we can provide that care. And it is a challenge. It's going to be something that I'm very excited to tackle, and our team is excited to tackle. And we really feel great about the future of healthcare right here in Lawrence County.
And people forget that Lawrence County Memorial, one of the largest employers in Lawrence County itself. And so you're a vital economic part of the community, not only health-wise, but economic-wise.
It truly is. It is a driver of the economy here in the county. I mean, if you sit and think about the number of people that come here from all over the place, they're going to have to go grab a bite to eat somewhere. They're going to possibly go by Walmart. So there are a lot of things that are what I would say is ancillary to that too, plus the teammates that are employed there. We have over 160 teammates there at the hospital. So those folks, in the same token, are going to eat in town. They might go shopping at Walmart, what have you. So it helps the community not only as an employer, but also helps the greater community as well for various areas of the economy.
Well, thanks for being with us on the program. Hopefully what we've talked about here has shed a little light on what's happening at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and much success in the future, and come back and talk with us again.
We absolutely will. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.